Barhead. A blue-green algae advisory has been issued by Alberta Health Services, AHS, for Thunder Lake, which is located roughly a 20-minute drive west of Barhead. Blue-green algae blooms, also known as cyanobacteria, are naturally occurring and often become visible when weather conditions are calm. As the name implies, cyanobacteria can be blue-green in color, but it can also be greenish-brown, brown and/or pinkish-red. It often smells musty or grassy. People who come into contact with visible cyanobacteria or who ingest water containing it may experience skin irritation, rash, sore throat, sore red eyes, swollen lips, fever, nausea, vomiting and/or diarrhea. Symptoms usually appear within 1 to 3 hours and resolve in 1 to 2 days, though they may be more pronounced in children. As well, exposure to cyanobacteria can be fatal to pets. As such, visitors and residents living near the shores of the lake are advised to avoid all contact with cyanobacterial blooms, which appear like scum, grass clippings, fuzz or globs on the surface of water. If contact occurs, wash with tap water as soon as possible. Do not allow pets to swim or wade in any areas where blue-green algae blooms are visible. Human consumption of fish or fish trimmings from Thunder Lake should be limited, as fish are known to store toxins in their liver. Also, pets should not be allowed to eat fish or fish trimmings from the lake. Contaminated water from Thunder Lake should also not be used to water edible plants, particularly those with edible parts exposed to the ground surface like cabbage or tomatoes. Also, AHS advises that the boiling of contaminated water will not remove the toxins produced by cyanobacteria, so an alternate source of drinking water should be provided to pets and livestock while this advisory is active. Weather or wind conditions may cause algae blooms to move from one area to another, so this advisory will remain in effect until it is lifted. However, portions of the lake where blooms are not visible can still be used for recreational purposes even while the advisory is in place.